أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن كفر فلا يحزنك كفره، إلينا مرجعهم فننبئهم بما عملوا، إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the greater signs of Allah Ta'ala, which are everywhere and which are the ni'mats and the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon mankind. And as explained, that Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that even if there was no Nabi who came to the world, even if the Quran Sharif was not revealed, but the signs are so clear and the brains Allah Ta'ala has given to man, every person should have understood the existence of Allah and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And the details of that. Further Allah Ta'ala says, but unfortunately there are other people. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ اور جو کوئی منکر ہوا تو تو غم نہ کھا اس کے انکار سے. And then there are people who deny. The signs are so clear. Then Allah has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to explain to us. Allah has revealed the Quran Sharif. And in our times, Allah has kept so many ulama to explain to us. And the translations of the Quran Sharif by which we can see clearly the existence of Allah Ta'ala. But you will still find people who will deny. So Allah says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this should not grieve you. Do not be sad and upset when there are people who do not believe. إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُوهُمْ ہماری طرف پھر آنا ہے ان کو. Their return will be to us and we will take care of their matter. You have to do your duty of conveying the message. If they do not believe and they do not accept, you don't have to take it so much to heart and you don't have to feel so sad and upset. We will deal with them as we have to deal with them. فَنُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا پھر ہم جتلا دیں گے ان کو جو انہوں نے کیا. And then we will inform them and we will take them to task of all the actions of what they had done. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ البتہ اللہ جانتا ہے جو بات ہے دلوں میں. Undoubtedly Allah has got full knowledge of all that which is in the hearts of people. Whatever a person is concealing, whatever is hiding in his heart, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of that. In other words, the recognition of Allah must be also with sincerity, not just an outward show. Obedience of Allah Ta'ala must also be with sincerity. It must be from the heart. Then it has got value by Allah Ta'ala. If it is just an outward show, then it is just like a picture. A picture has got no life in it. That has got no value also by Allah Ta'ala. نُمَتِّعُهُمْ قَلِيلًا کام چلا دیں گے ہم ان کا تھوڑے دینوں. That these people who disbelieve, and you see that they are still enjoying in dunya, they have got riches, they have got wealth, they have got health also, so don't be surprised about that. Allah says, we give them respite for a little while. And this dunya's whole life of between 60 and 70 years compared to just one day of the akhirat is not even 2 minutes. So if they are enjoying for outwardly for 2 minutes, don't let this be worry you and wonder and put you into amazement that how come they are enjoying like that. After that Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نَضْطَرُّهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ پھر ہم مجبور کریں گے ان کو ایک سخت عذاب کے طرف. Then we will take them and we will force them into a very severe, a very hard punishment. That is this 2 minutes of this worldly life, and that is also compared to one day of the akhirat. The akhirat is not one day, not 1 year, it is forever and ever. This worldly life is not even a split second compared to the year after. So after they have had this little enjoyment, then they will suffer that severe punishment in the year after. Now Allah Ta'ala in a different way again makes it clear that to believe in oneness of Allah Ta'ala, how necessary it is and how clear it is. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ اور اگر تو پوچھے ان سے if you ask them من خلق السماوات والارض کس نے بنائے آسمان اور زمین who is it that has created the heavens and the earth لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ تو کہے اللہ نے they will say it is Allah whether they use some other name they'll say it's nature or whatever but they will have to admit there is no other way but that Allah is the creator of the heavens of the earth when they say that قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تو کہ سب خوبی اللہ کے ہے then say all praise is due to Allah that though they deny but yet they are believing also and this is what comes out even in an ordinary court case under cross-examination so many things come out which the witness was not aware of also many a witness prepares his story and comes to the courtroom but with a good prosecutor under cross-examination he himself gets surprised how the truth comes out so this cross-examination which Allah is doing that though the atheist say he does not believe in Allah but when you ask him who created the heavens and the earth then he has to admit it is Allah So because of that, Allah says, say all praise is due to Allah, that the truth has come out. And then Allah makes it again more clear and says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ پر وہ بہت لوگ سمجھ نہیں رکھتے. But the vast majority of them do not understand. They know, but they don't know. Just like we see many things, you see, but you don't see. You hear, but you don't hear. Just like that, they see, they know that Allah is the creator, but yet they don't know. They don't want to admit it that Allah Ta'ala is the creator. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ البتہ اللہ کا ہے جو کچھ ہے آسمان اور زمین میں and not only that Allah has created the heavens and the earth and everything he has created but everything belongs solely only to Allah Ta'ala إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ بے شک اللہ وہی ہے بے پروا سب خوبیوں والا undoubtedly it is only Allah alone who is the totally independent and has got all qualities of praise so when Allah is such then the message for us is become die hearts of Allah succumb totally to Allah Ta'ala when he has got such great qualities and for those who don't believe they should open their eyes and see Allah Ta'ala and accept and believe in their lies their goodness wa akhiru da'wana